Cooper ISD enacts a guardian plan. Cooper Independent School District will be making some dramatic safety changes when the bell rings on the first day of school this fall. Superintendent Denisha Hohenberger will be sending out a notice to parents in the community on how the safety and the well-being of the students and the staff is of the utmost importance to their school district. With this being stated, the district will be participating in a guardian plan, which will allow for the arming of select staff members on school grounds as one layer of protection. She defines the system will utilize volunteers with identities being kept strictly confidential. No one will know who or how many are serving for the maximum security, and these volunteers will be trained and must meet rigorous qualifications. She urges the community to refrain from attempting to try to identify the guardian participants. She said they are fortunate and blessed that the district includes adequate volunteers who are willing to serve. She's appreciative of the support of the Delta County Sheriff's Department as well. And she said they will also be starting a new school parking lot entry procedure during school hours to create one monitored avenue. They will also be beginning a new identification system for visitor entry. Visitors will need to be prepared to show state-issued identification cards. I'm Cindy Roller for the Cooper Review and KETR News.